says that Ekev Anon Beyiris Hashem. Hashem wants to prepare himself to the Shchodesh Beyashim. The Rishon Lezion says that the time when they announce Shchodesh Elul here, the time when Milafnim Kasher Yadati, person used to hear the Shchodesh Elul here, Achazasoi Palosus. So Mishnah wants his Gula for the Achazasoi Palosus. So he follows Mishnah in the Mishnah. Ekev Anova, Yiras Hashem. So he's doing an act of Anova Nerev Shabbos. We hope that with his Yiras Hashem will all be included. Dr. Zeitzer, the Hebrew should open up our labor ever. And we should deserve the Taka to be the sky of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on this Shabbos Mubarak and Melu. We all understand that this week is much different than all the other weeks of the summer because Rachmanu Litzlan, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, our world, the world of Erlich Eden, the Olam HaTorah, was engulfed in Shekhlech and Zeyus and Royus, expressions of the Midas HaDim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which came on top of other ones that happened earlier in the summer. There are still Cholim Mesukhanim, Achmanu Litzlan, Choshvi Roman has a Moisev lake that's still very, very, very critical for life. And sideswept as he was riding a bike and how he gets sideswept by a truck. Rachmanu Litzlan, a young bacher, 12th grader, diseases. Very serious, a comer down south in the Virginia from a camp, from an accident. A child, then Wednesday morning in Jackson, in a swimming pool, the students are coming to fight, very serious are coming to fight. All of them are on life support, I think. But the tragedy of Sunday, which is near home, there was a child over here, Yassim, is an eighth grader here in camp. And Monday, very special chashav of chashav of chashav of Kaman in Eretz Yisrael, just by wading in the water, swept up the wave. Tuesday, a very chashav of Kaman in Mexico, swimming in Eretz Yisrael, came to his mitzvah. All these tzibuf of happenings. So there was a distraction this week, that because it was the last week in many camps and it was a week that was mesugal for trips to water sports and the overnighters and the road trips and the whole lineup, so that became the Kol HaYom HaSichasi. The Kol HaYom HaSichasi was what constraints and restraints that are appropriate in the face of such Midas HaDin that expressed itself through Mayim. Is it appropriate to do this? Is it inappropriate to do that? And that became the discussion. And that's an appropriate discussion. Because when Midas HaDin is Mesucha, oh, it's even an Halacha that way. When Midas HaDin is Mesucha, then risk-taking has to be diminished. And unfortunately, Baba Nusainu, a lot of these sports, water-related sports, do have Al-Tiftach Pelosotin. They flirt with Sakana. And even in regular times, Mi-Oimer, who's the Das Torah that approves it? We in our own camp, we're still, Mo'elam, we will always be thankful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he spared us a few years ago. with the Ruach Chaim of our kids, or Gesund und Stark sein, Baruch Yom Hashanah, was swept and was saved mamish. And he was Mavarach al HaNeis, and he had over here a Siddur Seida. Nishig Mol Chatoiv, Yig Mol Chatoiv, Kultu Selet. But we know that it's not a joke. So for sure, when there's an obvious Midas Adin, we see the Midas Adin, and for some reason, not understood to Hedget the mind, it expresses itself through water continuously. Drownings, this kind of drowning, that kind of drowning. Two drownings, saving someone else, saving a child, saving a Talmud. Dvarim Hashem, we never heard of such things. So obviously the Eibishter has chose that this Midas Adin is reminiscent of what we say in the Sana Toikiv, Miva Mayim. So of course, a Yiddish Haaretz has to shrink away from doing the kind of sports that involve flirting with danger in a Kufa, a Miva Mayim, when we see such and say, that's von Pshutu. But of course, that's not the point. That's not the response, and an adequate response, nothing nearly to how we should be viewing our response to such Ma'irois. What's, of course, we're all asking, Ma'zoi Sosasha, Kim Lanu. What is this that the Ribbono Shel Olam is doing to us? And David HaMelech says, Oiseinu loy roinu, einoid navi, eini tonu yodei adma. We, akoponim, I have no idea and no inkling what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is money. I have no inkling in how to view Cheshbon Shamayim. But I do want to share with you what I was makabel and what I've learned in Darkei Shammai. There's a sequence in Darkei Shammai. Over the years, we must have spoken about it. When the Ribbono Shel Olam is not happy with us, and he wants to give us a message of Ur Yishein and Mishnaschem, like the Rambam says by Tkiya Shofar and Hilchos Tshuva. When he wants to send us a message, Rachmana Lislan, of Uru, Yesheinim, Mishnaschem, Vididorim, Vyokitsu, Mitarde Maschem, Ramam Perik Beis Milchus Tshuva, and Perik Gimel Milchus Tshuva, Uru, Yesheinim, Mishnaschem, Vididorim, Ekitsu, Mitarde Maschem, V'chipsu v'maseichem, v'chizu v'tshuva v'zichru v'barachem. A general wake-up call. Now when a Yid listens to the Kol HaShofar meaningfully, besides we're learning the Sugyat Ki HaShofar, the Rachmana Om Atiku, that's what the Rama means, Zeres HaKosu. But is the Remes that is included in a sefer in a shpias called Shofar. Uru Yesheinim Mishnaschem. What does it mean Yesheinim? Because the pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Ani Yesheina. Knesset Yisrael is a song when during the Golus we were Yesheina. Yes, believe the air. We have a heartbeat within us that can always be aroused. So, it's only Mishnaschem. V'nirdonim akitzu mitardemaschem. Tardema, that's worse than shame. Tardema nafla alot. V'chipsu b'maseichem. Now I'm starting to search within yourself. Le'yadei amaras nafsha, each one of us knows what he has to improve in. What's the most important? You can't conquer the world in one night. But we know all journeys to godless, to shleimus, to hechakat begins with one step. We all have a day in here. and we have Rebbeim at home, and we've had Rebbeim, and we're not silly. Everybody knows to be the chipsu b'maaseicha, the chizru b'tshuva. Bring some level of tshuva. V'zichru b'rachim. Because there are those of us ashoichichim esoemes b'yavle azman. And we spend, some of us spend all our times behevel v'rik asher lo yoyil v'lo yatzil abitu l'nafshoi seichem eitivu darkeichem u'malaleichem zichu bareichem. Yeah, the Shulchan Aruch begins with a thing called shivis. That's pomim. 1 minute a day, 10 seconds a day, 10 seconds twice a day. Chazal amole, statul b'shloi shodvarim, da, kavya b'malala. A little bit. A wake-up call. Don't always sleep. Walk. There should be fleeting, at least fleeting moments of awakeness, of awareness. Yesh din di yesh dayan. Tzidish can have to take it out. A person was created for a purpose, for a tachlis. Remember, sometimes, that you have a tachlis, and it's not fun and games. We need fun and games. But you weren't created for fun and games. We need geshmak outside Avodas Hashem sometimes to help our Avodas Hashem. But we weren't created for that geshmak. But when do we think like that? So the shofar is supposed to bring that out. Rechman al Islam, there are times that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't wait for the shofar. And Elul was starting. And the shofar of Elul, the Torah brings down, is the shofar of Ayitok HaShofar Ba'ir, Be'om Lo Yechrab. In Elul, we're doing Ayitok HaShofar Ba'ir, Be'om Lo Yechrab. Ribbono Shel Olam didn't wait for Elul. There's a pasuk before Ayitok HaShofar Ba'ir V'Yom Lo Yechrod. In the same capital, it's the Haftorah Parshas Vayeshev. From the Navi Amos. Ayishak Arye Goyi Bayar, the Terif Eloi, Ayitin Kfir Koiloi. The pasuk that goes together with Yitoka Shoifa Ba'ir. Ayim Yitoka Shoifa Ba'ir, the Omlo Yechrodu is the first half of the pasuk. Im Tiye Roa Ba'ir, Vashem Lo Yosef. I was rather looking in Hilchos Kindness to see if this, what we just are going through, an imtiya ra'a ba'ir, if this fits exactly the gedarim and chazal of Zeiras Tainis. It's not a dever, it's not a tzara tzara. So I don't know the halacha, I'm not a poisik, I don't know how you do this, medama milsa la milsa. At what point a tzara warrants in Chazal's halachas zeiras tainis, tainis al atzaras, which is a deraisa, Rama menuchas tainis.
But whatever it is, how blind could we be that this is a story of Imtira and Rav Veir? And when our community, for good or for bad, is unified together worldwide with the Machshirim Aloy Tahirim, and we're one little village, what happens in Bnei Brak or Tel Aviv? What happens in Mexico City? What happens anywhere in the United States, Canada, wherever? Is one thing in 35, in 2.5 seconds, there's a thing called Rahman al-Itzlan. It's taka, viral. And everybody knows that's Ribbono Shel Olam, whether he's tefreden with this whole thing called socials, whatever, or technology. It doesn't matter. But if we choose a method called technology, then that technology makes us a ba'ir. And every story happens in this room, because this room has access to technology. Whether Chas V'Shalom one of you has one, but even if Baruch Hashem, Rabbi Yisrael's Yorei Agdoyle Tuzuf, that no one has one, but we all know that there are people that have one, that are not under Rabbi Saul's jurisdiction. So it's imtiya rah ba'ir, shenem ol imtiya rah ba'ir. Hashem lo yasa. We don't hear Hashem talking to us. So if the shayfa, the Rambam says, is screaming uru yishen in mishnaska, so the raw ba'ir doesn't scream uru yishen in mishnaska. And the Rambam teaches us what happens when you get this alarm clock of uru yishen in mishnaska, and what has to be a yid's response. It's quite simple. It's quite down to earth. It's a wake up. And the alarm has to ring a second time, and a third time, and a fourth time. You know why? Because there's such a thing as snooze. So Sunday, there was no Uru Yishen in Mishnasen, even though a child had to leave camp suddenly, his father, a young man, a future Godly Yisrael, man, a present Godly Yisrael, but a future world famous Godly Yisrael, a tzaddik, a lamdin, a masmid, a Maritz Torah. So it wasn't enough, because we went and we pressed the alarm on snooze. So there was a Monday, and then there was a Tuesday, and then there was a Wednesday. And did we need the Sunday? What happened a month ago with that tzaddik in Virginia who went to say the Talmud? And what happened with that child in a water park? That's what should have been this whole week, Tum L'Rad. Water parks, mandachar shmei. Water sports, mandachar shmei. And Rachmano Litzlan, it goes deeper than that. If al tiftach pelusotu, these alarms and snoozes and fighter alarms and fighter snoozes, don't shake us out of this coma, Rachmano Litzlan. Listen to what I once heard from Rav Matisyo. So the Zubishtags. So Kufa and Lakewood, a long time ago, long time, where young people, heads of families, few of them, the Perik Echa, tragedy, tragic deaths, left Yisoyman, Machis, other tragedies. Then there was a kinnis for one particular young man, Baal Mishpacha, who was already then al eretz devoy, multiple years of struggling with a chayli, and he lived on Lawrence area, or I forgot the street, but I think it was on Lawrence, and on Lawrence alone, in that kufa, Shepach, into the Perik Echad, multiple mishpachas were left without a father, a chashen of fathers. So in Kol Shimshon they made a kinnis. That particular chayla was a Talmud of the Mir, so he asked me to come. My coming was just as nice of oil with the mishpacha. But the Matisyahu's or the Zunzai spoke divinely in Chaim that night. And he read a few psukim in Yeshayah. And I'm going to not say it over exactly, and I'm going to take the psukim and add a pasuk and try to wake us up in a way that we won't be able to fall asleep. That will give us insomni, Be'ez Hashem. Ruchni is dikke insomni, not Hashem. Tashmi is dikke insomni. That's not a good thing. The Aftoira to Parshas Bereishis is from the Navi Yeshaya. Usually we read it on Parshas Bereishis, except when the Shabbos of the Shchodesh Cheshvan comes out on Parshas Bereishis. But that's only, I think, when Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos. When Rosh Hashanah doesn't come out on Shabbos, then I think the Shchodesh doesn't come out that day. Maybe not. On a regular year, we lay in this on Shabbos Bereishis. We just learned on Tisha B'Av, we all learned the Gemara in Gittin, where he met a child from the Golos, and he asked him the question, Mi Nosan L'Meshisa Yaakov. That means when Klal Yisrael, after the Churban, were broken, destroyed, embarrassed, humiliated, where it was Am Bozuz Vishafu Vishosu Hafeyach Bachurim Ubibote Koloyim et Bo Hoyul of Vaz Ve'ein Matzul Meshisa Ve'ein Oime Oshir. We just gone through it 70 years ago. Churban, destruction, Holocaust. So the Navi asks, Mi Nasam Meshisa Yaakov? Who allowed this to happen? With Yama Nifchor. Who allowed this to happen? Atta Mechatam and the Kalamim. The Yisrael abuses it. That everybody could do with us whatever they want. Enter the Navi Aloy Hashem Zu Chaton Uloy. We did Chatoyim. The Loyavu Bedroch of Oloch. We didn't want to follow in his paths. And the Loishavu b'Torah say we didn't listen to the Torah. Obezav the Navi, so what do you think? I, the Navim, came to you, warned you there's going to be a Holocaust. You didn't listen. And then a Holocaust was unleashed. No. The Boira Olam doesn't work that way. So he starts off with a thing called... Now this is still the pasuk of Ayishma Olav Chema Apoy Ve'ezuz Mulchama. That's the ultimate Holocaust. Chema Apoy Ve'ezuz Mulchama. But he says there's a sequence. Vatelahateyu Misavit. The first set when he starts bringing danger on Klal Yisrael. Because we deserve Rachmana L'Tzlan a Holocaust. Step one. But Lateyu Misaviv, he starts making a fire and a brush fire and a big fire around us. Zot Rashi in Yeshayah, that this is alluding to the Gemara in Yevamos Samach Beis from the Navi Tzfanya. Ein Puronius Bola Oilam, there's no Puronius in the world, Ela Bishvil Yisrael. Because the Navi Tzfanya says, I destroyed corners, I made chorbonis. Why? Omarti, ach tiru oisi, tikhu musa. See me. Be afraid of me. Take musa of them. There's a tornado in Mississippi. You're not that big a masmid that on Thursday or Friday you don't take a peek in the newspaper. And it says there was a tornado, and there's even a picture of the tornado. So it's Chekhov? You know what a tornado means? 19 people got killed, but how did they get killed? A minute before it was peaceful, beautiful, the sun was shining. Or floods, or snipers. A Meshuggah guy goes into a city and shoots out with a machine gun. Our next Meshuggah, oh, this Chekhov, he's a Democrat, he's a Republican, he's for Trump, he's against Trump. That's what it is. And the guy that goes up to the 25th floor in the city and shoots out 63 people. And the guy goes into a club of Muslims and shoots out 58 people. It's pro-Muslims, anti-Muslims. Please. That's Vitalateu Misavid. Half of California burns down. Billions and billions of dollars of hezek. And this year, last summer or in the winter, whenever it was, there were tzedlika people that died. Unaccounted for. Wealthy people lost these beautiful mansions, mountainsides. And the way the Ribbono Shel Olam does it, first comes the forest fire. And then comes uncontrollable rains that the forest fire makes. Because the forest fire goes up to Shemayim and somehow the Goyim have figured out that it makes rain because it breaks ice, whatever it does. And then it becomes mud. And then there's a mudslide. And the guy gets buried in the mudslide coming down the mountain. So all his billions, if he has Yarshin, one of his daughters is Yarish, what's going to be with all his billions? So Uncle Sam gets it. But who's doing it? Vatalateu misavid. So we don't either we skip it, because who wants to see unpleasant things? Or if we read it, it's Chekhov. But that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is right now, quote unquote, Hashem ish mulchama, but he's such a avinu of a rachman, that before he goes to mulchama, he makes small stops on the way to give us a chance to do tshuva. Vatalateu misavid. And that's where it should have stopped and could have stopped. But what does the Navi say? The lo yada. He doesn't chap that Hashem's talking to him. So the next step is vativar boy. Vativar boy. What does it mean, boy? Mika amcha Yisrael goy echad baharetz. Klal Yisrael is a guf echad. I said him there. Munsi. Here. We're one thing, we're one body, we're one good. Eretz Yisrael, America, wherever we are, South America, North America. Ashkenaz, Fard, Chassidish, Misnagdish. We're one good. Any tzara that's Baal HaTzibur to an individual and another and a third and a fourth, Rachmana Litzlan, that's Vativar Boy. So if when we're in the middle of a Vativar Boy, will Chach be like Abdei Paroi? Ayore as Dvar Hashem may Abdei Paroi. Or we're not going to be Vashel Loi Som Liboi Lidvar Hashem in Parshas Vo'era. Velbevaloi Yosim Alei. When that happened, when there was a Vatir Baboi, yeah, we saw what was Veloi Yosim Alei. So Geblib in the Zelbzah. Therefore, they had to go with a home mahalach, vayishpach olav, ve'ezuz mulchama. V'minos ala meshiso yakoy, v'yisrael levoizizi. This is what Matis Yol said then. Rachman al-Islam, that nifta was nifta.
but there was a quiet afterwards. The Olam took heat, took heat. He's at Warm Shooting. Wasn't much after the 9/11. That's how Erlich Eid saw the 9/11 as a Vatalateu Misavit. Because Mamish, Mila b'mila almost, the words in the Navi Tzfanya that the Gemara brings in Yevamah. But how do we explain why Taka, with B'nai Torah, with my meaning, we learn Torah is supposed to bring us to all Madregas of Kivas Elikim? What's the pshat that the Ribbono Shel Olam is talking and talking and talking in such... And even this week, did we really walk around this week with somewhat of a Rosh Hashanah feeling, an Elul feeling? Was tut mitzvah don tshuva? How many of us have gone to the Rebbeim to ask him, Rebbe, what does Hashem want? What does Hashem want? So of course the Rebbe will say, I don't know, just like you don't know. But we got to get better. So the Meridik Apasik and Haitik Apash. The Pasik says, Umalten es orlas levavchem. The chiyu. That a person should do mila on his orla salayt. He should take off the skin of the orla salayt, the cover. Rashi says it, oitem alayv v'yisliyot. Alayv, the hagosha salayt, the lev marvish, the lev mavid, that koyach of the lave to be mizboinen, to be margish, sometimes gets constricted, gets covered, gets narrowed. And there's an avoida. Umaltem es orlas levavchem, the Gemara says in Sukkah. Moshe Rabbeinu, the seven names to the Yetzirah, the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Torah Kedosh, the Ribbono Shel Olam calls it in Bereishis. The Ra, Yetzer Leva Odom Ra, that's why we call him Yetzer Hara. But that Hashem gave him that name. But Moshe Rabbeinu, in this week's parasha, gives him another name, Orel. Orlas Levavchem. The Yetzer Hara sometimes takes the form of Orlo, Tashtoptkat, covered. And the Lev of a Ben Torah, and arguably an Oyved, a Ben Aliyah, is Orma. It's a Mishunah de Kalvacha. I just saw it in the Sefer this morning. The Shach, the Simenayim Beis, in Hilchis, in Baidam, in the Halachis of Malicha, brings a minig. The Ramah brings a minig, and the Shach explains the minig from the Rikanti. That is a minik shoichtim that when they shech the chicken, take out from the licha, they take out the insides, but the heart, which is a very big problem, had a kasher heart, because it's so laden with blood. But what they do before anything is they cut off, there's a part of the heart that comes to it like a crown. And that's the orla saleh, that's a physical orla, it resembles very much the kisuya orla of any person's makam abris. So the meaning of shoichtim is to cut that and throw it away. What is it? So the shach brings from Kavala, from a Rikanti, that place is where koiches atuma congregate under the orla, and he throws that away. That's asora of the koiches atuma. Somehow that must be a segula that works for people. A lot of chickens get the shot. Chickens are shot by the millions and millions and millions and millions. The terrace, and every chicken that's shechted the kashrus behidu, that's done to. The Shach brings it down. It says, Gula fasoras orla saleh.
so steht in Schach. But there's a more simple shot in what the mitzvah of Umarta and Mesorlas Levavchem. The Charedim, Perik Tes, O Islamic Beis, says Umarta and Mesorlas Levavchem, Pirush She'liboy Shalodom Rach, soft, Lekabel divrei amochiach v'lo yisnei, not hardened, where it doesn't able to accept teichofa. Adara, yosif ahava. If someone gives me teichofa, I should like it. Ehoyves amochichim. The Rosh says in Eretz Chaim lo yarosh, and it's a pasuk. Oichach lochochem v'yeho veko. And the Charedim says that the smack counts it in his tayag mitzvahs. Havas ha-teichachot and havas ha-moichichim is one of the tayag mitzvahs shel Torah according to the smack, and it's from the pasuk of umaltem es orlas levavcha. And that's a very appropriate kabbalah. It's a shame. In a week we're all going back to the Dalarama shel halacha of the winter. And we have our Rebbeim and Rosh Hashivas and Mashgichim and Rebbeim. And we get private Teichacha and public Teichacha. And they mourn. And in Elul they mourn Elul Din. If we come into Yeshiva with a lev rach, with a softened of lev, that's able to absorb Teichacha for growth, Teichacha to see the Ora Emes, Teichacha that will bring us Steiging, we've done ourselves a tremendous, tremendous favor. We've gone the favor of Ora. And if the one Kabbalah that we come out if there's a roar by ear, Hashem lo yasa, Diva'om lo yechradu, it should be yasim alei. It should touch the heart. The heart shouldn't deflect it. It shouldn't be pushed away by the Yarlah. It should be yasim alei. And the accomplishment of the Yasim Alev is that it should just at least rip off the armor. That when we continue into the Dalet Amos Shel Halacha in 1 week, we should be open. Hoychach Lachacha. We should be ready that Musa Seder and Musa Shmuis and Shalashudis, and the Vaden, and everything that we're going to have in Yeshiva is going to be Hoychach Lachacha. And it's going to be the Yehoveka. That person, Rabbi Yoina says, is Berega caught in 1 second. He goes out. In 1 second, he's Nepach. Because he's in a mode where he's a Mekabel Teichacha. He's Oyev HaMoichichim. He's prone to Kabbalah. He'll be able to make Kabbalahs to change. It's been a shame. Someone told me that Reb Shmuel von Gesundenstag, I told him in his whole memory, he doesn't remember. But Siruf of tragedies like that. Shmuel doesn't forget. He doesn't remember such a combination of tragic events like we were presented with this week. This was a vayivar boy by all accounts. Chas v'shalom, at least we have to walk away from this Vayivar Goy and not be labeled v'lo yasim alev. And b'schut zeh, that we're going to be meisim lev, and we're going to do milas orlas alev, and we're going to push ourselves into the place of ahoye v'savachichim, developing an ear for a positive approach to toichacha. Seeking toichacha, appreciating toichacha. We won't have to chas v'shalom see another time minasan v'shisa yankvi v'yisrael places. And from now on, we have to use that awareness to even preempt the Vayivad boy. If there is Midas Adin, because till Mashiach comes, we haven't yet had Bitul Yetzahara. We're not Zoycha yet to Mol Hashem Velikecha, Es Levavcha Ves Levav Zarecha. So there's always Achmona Islam Kitrugim. And it starts with the Vatlateu Misavid. Let's notice that. Let's know how to understand a news report. You don't want to look at the newspaper, you're too halik. So your chaver is going to tell you, you know what happened in Mississippi? So he might be telling it Betoyus Chikav. You tell them, what? You hear what you're saying? The Ribbono Shel Olam unleashed a tornado? Oy, those people that got hit by the tornado. Why did the Eibishter do that? And then tell them, you know what it says in Yevamos? You learned Yevamos, you finished the Masechta. You know what it says there? Ein purani oizbala oilam ela b'shvil Yisrael. Ach, the Bershel is begging. Ach, tilu, I see, tikhu Muslim. You hear what happened in this country? 100,000 people got killed in the war over there, in Syria. 1 million people. They kill each other like flies. Like a beehive. You heard about the forest fires in California? You could believe it? You heard the destruction of a hurricane in this place? You heard about a sniper that killed 60 people with standing in a 50th floor and shooting at 60th people? All of them are long little story. Vatlateyu misavi. It's not for like some late, but like raw. The Eibishter made a fire. I didn't see a fire. Nishtachavizan fire. I saw news. The Chofetz Chaim speaks about these the rash and other outlandish things that happen in the world that's only for Musa. Let's be Yishen and Mishnaschem, and there should be no more Midas Adin. But if Rachmana Litzlan, there's a Vatalateu Misavid, let's see it. Let's notice it. Let's catch it in the bud. Let's listen to the Novi Tzfania. Omarti Ach Tiru Oisi Tikach Musa. That we couldn't do a greater ilu to the Helik and the Shamas. That the Yivoyin Shalom has used this week as Korbanos, Tahoyos, V'Gdoshos, so that Klal Yisrael gets a wake-up call. Rambam says that if we don't get the wake-up call, we're akzorim, we're cruel, we're mean, because we shrug away and say, baita gegan. But if we understand that the Ribbono Shel Olam is burning the world, and it's one step before a Holocaust. He took these neshamas to Iris, and we chapit. And even though tafasta meruba loy tafasta, we can't make an ilus yom kippur and mitnachay deshav, but we can make the first steps of going back to yeshiva, ready for Aboyim Yoim of Aliyah, 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 Tyra, 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 Gdusha, 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 and we should all be Zayfa to Kol Atzlochus, the brothers of Aboyim.